USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Top Biden health officials and some White House officials are holding preliminary conversations on revisiting mask recommendations for vaccinated Americans as the Delta variant spreads throughout the U.S., according to multiple sources familiar with discussions. Officials have weighed whether guidance should be revisited after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its mask mandate for vaccinated individuals earlier this year. Under discussion is what messages on masking the White House offers and what guidance the CDC should issue, the sources say. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the rejection of two Republicans to be on a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is about not wasting time.
With respect to the integrity of the investigation, with concern that the American people want to know the truth.
This is USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer and Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez and Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
The National Weather Service is expanding the emergency alerts it issues on mobile phones. Beginning August 2nd, the agency will add a destructive severe thunderstorm warning category to its alert system, similar to the ones used for tornado and flash flood warnings. Severe thunderstorms deemed destructive will activate a wireless emergency alert on smartphones, the Weather Service said on Twitter. Criteria for a destructive threat is at least 2¾-inch diameter hail and or 80-mile-per-hour thunderstorm winds. An engineer hired to help figure out why a South Florida condominium collapsed last month is warning officials that it still might not be safe enough to reopen the avenue out front.
All these old condo buildings, all of them are facing the need for major repairs. All of them.
Structural engineer Alan Kilsheimer warned officials in a letter on Thursday that Collins Avenue could crumble. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Biden administration announced on July 22nd an economic development plan that would invest $3 billion to support jobs and economic recovery in distressed and underserved communities affected by the pandemic. Mississippi asks the Supreme Court to review Roe v. Wade. USA's Wendy King has more.
Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Finch said that her office asked the Supreme Court to review Roe v. Wade as part of its fight to defend the state's ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The office filed a brief saying the landmark 1973 Supreme Court ruling failed to settle the issue of abortion once and for all. The brief said the only way to reconcile the competing interests is to return the matter to legislators, not judges. The U.S. Supreme Court in May agreed to hear Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which challenges Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. Mississippi's only abortion clinic sued the state after Governor Phil Bryant signed the ban into law in 2018. It made exceptions for medical emergencies and severe fetal abnormality, but not in cases of incest or rape. A federal judge in Mississippi struck down the law in late 2018, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that ruling. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.